This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, welcome to the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams here for the first half of the show. It's February 26th already. Just amazing. We've got a bombshell show for you today. I've done a full analysis of what's going on, and I believe that the CDC is setting a trap for Trump, and that Trump is about to commit perhaps political suicide this evening by addressing the nation at 6 p.m. Eastern to tell the nation that everything's fine with this coronavirus situation. I think that Trump's advisors are setting him up to take the fall when this pandemic spreads in America. But not everybody agrees with me, so we're going to cover some different angles here, some different possibilities. One of the interesting things that has come out is Dr. Nancy Messonnier of the CDC, who's the one saying that this is going to spread in America. Reportedly, she is the sister. Now, I haven't confirmed this fully yet, but reportedly she's the sister of Rod Rosenstein. If that's true, then it starts to beg a lot of questions. What are the various agendas here? Is Rod working with William Barr against the deep state? Or is he still part of the deep state that's the anti-Trump agenda? And also today, Rush Limbaugh has chimed in on this. There was a caller yesterday at his show that mentioned my name and my work. And Rush said that basically this is really no big deal, that the coronavirus is no worse than the flu. But another radio host, Michael Savage, is outraged that Rush would say such a thing. Michael Savage, of course, is a brilliant scientist with a background in epidemiology. Michael Savage, I think, agrees with most of what I'm saying, and I'm citing the CDC when I say that there's virtually no testing taking place in the United States. Now, on top of that, we have the Public Health Laboratory Association of America that is tired of waiting for the CDC to fix their test kits. Their test kits don't work. And as of this morning, the CDC's numbers show that only 426 Americans have been tested for the coronavirus by the CDC. That's it. 426. I mean, it's astonishing. How are you supposed to find community outbreaks if you're not testing for community outbreaks? When South Korea is testing 28,000 people and America's only testing 400, how are you supposed to detect community outbreaks? So you now have these labs or this lab association going to the FDA saying, give us permission to do our own tests so that we can test it. And I believe, in fact, I'm going to present evidence for you here today. I believe that the CDC is withholding test kits to set a trap for President Trump so that Trump can take the blame when the pandemic explodes in America. And Senator Schumer and even Mitt Romney are ready to pounce on Trump and blame him for the pandemic that's coming. I think we're looking at a possible Trump defeat if he doesn't handle this correctly. And that's why today on the show I'm going to urge Trump to get up to speed, to be upfront with the American people about what's coming so we can be prepared and not panic. We don't want panic. We want preparedness, which is the opposite of panic. So we've got all those stories today, plus amazing clips. Oh, by the way, it's confirmed in Brazil now. This thing is in so many countries around the world now. It's in Germany. It's in Brazil. It's in Croatia. It's in Iraq. It's in Israel. It's spreading just like crazy, uncontained. A new outbreak hub, of course, in Italy. Over 300 cases there confirmed yesterday. This is not contained. And everyone who was warned about the R-naught value of this, which is how quickly it multiplies in the population, everyone is being proven correct. All the predictions that we made here on Infowars.com are being proven correct. And sadly, I'll talk about this, Rush Limbaugh is behind the curve on this, but maybe we can help bring Rush up to speed. He needs to get educated, and President Trump needs to get educated. So we're going to cover the vaccine. Also, 6 weeks away of vaccine testing in humans. Are you kidding me? Human trials already? Did they skip all the animal trials? Is there going to be any quality control when they roll out a vaccine? And are they going to criminalize anti-vaxxers and throw them in prison when they roll out a mandatory vaccine for the coronavirus? We'll answer all those questions and much more today here on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams. Stay with me. 1 minute break. We'll be back with all that news and much more.
I don't sell firearms, but I promote them constantly. Now, could somebody listen to me and go out and buy a gun and use it wrong? Yeah. Just like I'm telling people, hey, I'm a man, I love women. You ought to go out and get a girlfriend. You may have problems with her. You may get a divorce. You may whatever. The point is, I'm just steering you in the direction I went that was successful when I left. Well, when it comes to supplements and when it comes to storable foods, we've got the best out there because I want you to get a great result and to come back again and again as a customer and fund our political, spiritual operations against the globalists. So if you want storable foods and everybody else is sold out, and you want them delivered to your door, if you want to be high quality, then take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got to tell you, the next week or two, I may come out and say, sorry, no more food sales. We've sold out, just like we've done with supplements and other things. So get your orders in now today at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and your family. Become independent.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
This is one of the most important shows that you will ever see me hosting here on InfoWars.com. We've got Professor Francis Boyle coming up at the top of the next hour. Alex Jones himself will be popping in at the bottom of this hour with an update from Washington, D.C. Judge Bergman and the Roger Stone trial, all of that. At the same time, I've got bombshell news about the CDC setting a trap for Trump. So, well, welcome to the show. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here from Natural News, and you are watching InfoWars.com, Alex Jones Show. The CDC is setting a trap for Trump. That's the big headline for right now. Here's what we know so far. The CDC sent out hundreds of thousands of test kits around February 5. We soon found out, and this is mainstream news, this is not some wacko theory, we found out that those test kits did not work. It was reported everywhere, Wall Street Journal, CNBC, everywhere. Test kits did not work. They produced false positives and false negatives. At the same time, it now appears the CDC was ordering states not to conduct their own tests. And that's why, to date, only 426 tests for the coronavirus have been made nationwide. And those are CDC figures that I double-checked as of this morning. CDC official website. You can go, I mean, pull it up. CDC official website on the coronavirus currently says, or at least as of this morning, it said 426 tests nationwide. That's it. California, the testing that they have, quote, done for the coronavirus, they sent them to Atlanta. The CDC did the testing. I had staffers research the public health websites of all 50 states. Basically, almost none of them report any in-state testing. There is virtually no testing happening anywhere in America. In fact, I've got a story here. Here it is. This is CNBC from yesterday. Only three U.S. states can test for coronavirus, says Public Lab Group. This is the Association of Public Health Laboratories, APHL. They're saying that no one's testing for this, and the CDC is prohibiting people from testing for it, while the CDC is apparently, this is my theory, withholding test kits so that no one tests for community outbreaks in America. How are you supposed to know if there's an outbreak if you're not testing for one? And then you have Dr. Nancy Messonnier from the CDC, who's a very interesting person, reported to be the sister of Rod Rosenstein. Now, I haven't confirmed that yet, but I saw that on Zero Hedge and a couple other places. That may be the case. But she is the one who said the test kits are broken. They don't work. And now she's quoted in the Wall Street Journal. I'll have quotes from her right here. Quote, now is the time for businesses, hospitals, communities, schools, and everyday people to begin preparing. We are asking the American public to work with us to prepare for the expectation that this could be bad. Here we go. We do have confirmation. Rod Rosenstein's sister is the CDC's Dr. Nancy Messonnier. So, yeah, thank you for that. So now The plot thickens, folks. The plot thickens. How many agendas are flying around on all this? You've got President Trump that says everything's fine. He's going to address the nation tonight at 6 p.m. And he's going to tell people, at least reportedly, he's going to say, don't worry, the CDC has us under control. The WHO has us under control. We're working on a vaccine. Everything's going to be fine. There's no evidence of any outbreaks in America. Rush Limbaugh's out there. We're going to talk about him a little bit today. Rush Limbaugh says, there's no problem. This is just the flu. We need to get Rush up to speed on this. We'll talk about that in a minute. Rush is a great American hero, but he's not yet up to speed on this. Then you've got Dr. Nancy Messonnier at the CDC, the sister of Rod Rosenstein, saying this thing's coming to America. Schools and hospitals get ready. The test kits have failed. There's no testing taking place anywhere across the country. The Lab Association of America is saying, FDA, give us permission to test for coronavirus because there's no testing being done. And then Nancy Messonnier says, we don't have any evidence of any outbreaks in America. She didn't say we don't have any outbreaks in America. She said we don't have any evidence of outbreaks in America. You understand the difference? Because there's no testing being done. No testing being done. Meanwhile, a reliable source of mine from the Department of Homeland Security told me days ago that they already have confirmation of 989 confirmed infections on a map known to Homeland Security from a week ago. And if this thing with an R-naught value of estimated up to 6.6, if this thing doubles every 3.5 days or so? That means it's doubled twice in the last week. 1,000 infections in America that were known over a week ago could be 4,000 infections right now. And that's assuming that they caught every infection. So I believe, realistically, mathematically, we have over 4,000 infections in America right now. And yesterday we had a super secret classified briefing before the United States Senate. And NIH was briefing senators and the CDC and Homeland Security, classified briefing. Whoa, why does this have to be a secret? If it's all good news, why can't you make it public? Why can't you just say, public hearing? Hey, senators, everything's fine. There will be no outbreaks in America. Everything's awesome. Everybody buy more stocks. Proceed as normal. But no, it's a super secret hearing. So it's classified. What are they telling them that's classified? And I have an educated theory on this point, and I'm going to share that with you right now. We have 4 minutes on this. Here we go. Here's my theory. Can't prove it yet, but here's what I think has happened. I believe the United States of America has already been subjected to a bioweapons attack that enemies of America, which include China, Iran, which has the virus, North Korea, and perhaps other nations, that they've already harvested this. They've already incubated it, multiplied it, which is easy to do, in egg yolks, and they've already released it in American cities. That's my theory. I can't prove it. It's an educated theory. It's something I talked about weeks ago, probably happening. I believe, based on the evidence we're seeing right now, that the Department of Homeland Security is aware that a bioterrorism attack has taken place against America, that human weapons with this virus have been unleashed in U.S. cities by flying to America from nations where we don't have a travel ban. Again, I caution you, I can't prove this yet. This is a well-educated estimation of what might be happening, and that explains the super secret classified hearing. And I believe that these officials from the CDC and the NIH, I believe that they're telling the senators, this is going to have outbreaks in America. We can't control it. It's broken containment. And we're going to have medical martial law. We're going to have quarantines in America. And I believe these officials are asking the senators, please, senators, tell us, what should we do? Because you can't even say this news to the American people without, I suppose, putting them in a state of shock, since nobody's prepared for anything. The average American has less than $400 in terms of backup money for an emergency. They don't have backup food supplies. They don't have backup medicine. There's no vaccine ready. There's no drug proven to treat this. And the stock market is overbought. And we don't want to see the stock market crash, even though Democrats want to crash it. What are these officials going to do? Now, if you think that case is not happening, maybe you say, okay, Mike, you're taking it too far. It's not a bioterrorism attack yet. It's just an outbreak. Okay, it's just an outbreak. It's an outbreak in America. Then the CDC knows the outbreak is happening. The NIH knows it. What are we supposed to do then? I think it's a trap for Trump. I think Trump is being kept out of the loop. I think Trump is being misinformed on purpose so that they can blame Trump when the testing begins. Remember, the testing has not even begun in America. When the testing begins, we're going to see hundreds, if not thousands, of cases almost immediately confirmed. Trump is going to take the blame. You're going to see Mitt Romney up there saying, ah, Trump was unprepared. He doesn't know what he's doing. You're going to have Senator Schumer saying, oh, Trump took money away from the CDC, which is a lie. He didn't do that. Oh, Trump didn't have enough funding. He just approved, I think, was it a billion or 2 billion or 2.5 billion? The number keeps jumping around, but Trump just approved that, apparently, or at least a request from the White House to have more funding for this. Trump is going to get blamed, and he, in my opinion, even though I'm a Trump supporter, and I hope Trump wins in November, Trump is putting his political future at risk by downplaying the severity of this outbreak. And I don't even know exactly what Trump is supposed to say to America. What do you say? Oh, the stock market's overbought, pandemic outbreaks are coming, we don't have a vaccine, and maybe China just attacked us. Well, how do you say that to America? So I don't know what Trump is supposed to do. He's in a real bind. But we'll try to help you survive it here at InfoWars.com. We're going to break right now. We'll come back with a lot more straight ahead. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for watching. We're going to talk about Rush Limbaugh, too, when we come back. InfoWars.com, Alex Jones Show. Stay with us after this break.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
There's a sick congressman from Illinois in D.C. He was in Chicago over the holiday. They're using the pod to fly him home. Then they're closing down Midway and O'Hare. The governor there is calling out the National Guard. They're setting up roadblocks. They're shutting down the Board of Trade, public transportation. Even the Teamsters are pulling their drivers off the road.
People are still going to slip through, you know.
Yes, they will. The Secret Service is moving the president underground. Congress is figuring out how to work online. When the word goes out, there will be a run on the banks, gas stations, grocery stores, you name it.
People will panic. The virus will be the least of our worries. It will tip over now.
We just need to make sure that nobody knows until everybody knows.
That's from the movie Contagion, the last line there. We just need to make sure nobody knows until everybody knows. Wow, what foreshadowing of current events. Just an incredible film to watch there. Contagion, I believe from the year 2011. Notably, the hero of the movie Contagion was, of course, the vaccine. And the bad guy in the movie, played by Jude Law, was someone who promoted herbs. And someone who was, you might call them today, an anti-vaxxer. Played by Jude Law, and they even put false teeth in his mouth to give him kind of a crooked buck tooth look to say that, oh, these herb people, these anti-vax people are a little bit crazy and they have messed up teeth and they look funny. And at the end of the movie, he was indicted, criminally indicted, because he made money selling an herb when the vaccine was the hero of the film. So, of course, a total setup for exactly what we're seeing today. Now, we've got so much information here. One thing I want to mention, you've heard of the R-naught value. It's R followed by a subscript zero. It's called R-naught. And the R-naught value, according to mainstream science, describes the characteristics of the multiplying effect of the virus, how many people it spreads to for every one person that has it. So if one person spreads it to three people, it's called an R-naught value of three. This virus is believed to have an R-naught value of 6.6, according to some research, which is through the roof. And this is explaining why we have so many outbreaks happening in Italy and around the world. In fact, if we can go to this map right now, we've got 1,261 in South Korea now, just exploding there. Italy confirmed 374 cases, off the charts, sustained human-to-human transmission in Italy. Japan, 178, and Iran, just leaping at 139. Singapore seems to be doing a good job right now. Taiwan is doing a good job. I don't trust the numbers out of Thailand, and I don't trust the numbers in the United States. I think the U.S. has thousands of cases, but they're just not yet tested for because, of course, there are no testing kits available. But I have a new theory because I like to interject a little bit of satire into all this. I think the R-naught value has a new alternative definition. You talk about R-naught. Here's what I think it should mean. If you keep waiting, you are not going to be able to buy food. If you don't take action, you are not going to be able to make it through this pandemic. That's my version of the R-naught value. You are not going to be helped by the federal government. You are not going to want FEMA at your door with a gun telling you to go to a FEMA camp. So I'm going to call this the R-naught sale. Like, if you need food supplies right now, My Patriot Supply is about the only place in America that's got any food left, and it's at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, last night, a friend of mine who runs another major online retailer, he called me just about in a panic, and he said all these companies that he had bought from, like Mountain House, they make like the freeze-dried camping food that you buy at Walmart. He said they're wiped out. These other companies are wiped out. He said he just bought $50,000 worth of food from another supplier to try to fulfill his customer orders. And he said, that's it. They're done. And these other companies are not even taking orders anymore. They're out. Our own Health Ranger store is out of food. We're waiting on supplies right now. We can't get any more food at the moment. InfoWarsStore.com has the food. My Patriot Supply has the food. And I know, I mean, yeah, it's storable food. It's got a long shelf life. And people are asking me, like, are you going to eat this food yourself? If it's that versus starving, you bet I am. I'm not going to go out to my backyard and just cut grass and juice grass and try to drink wheatgrass all through the pandemic. I'd love to have some food. And if you want to have some food, just take advantage of this R-Not sale. That's what I'm calling it. It's a joke. It's a play on the R-Not term. But InfoWarsStore.com, get your food supplies right now. There's going to come a day in America where you can't get anything. That day is coming. Nancy Messonnier even warned about that, if you believe what she's saying. I'll talk about that a little bit more in a second. In Italy, one day, everything was fine. You could go to the store. You could get supplies. And then suddenly, overnight in Italy, because of all those infections, again, now 374 confirmed infections, now you can't get any supplies because you can't travel. They locked down 10 or 12 towns in Italy. Overnight, armed roadblocks, police with submachine guns on the roads in Italy. You think that can't happen in America? Of course it can. In fact, I think it's inevitable. Now, we're going to talk about Rush Limbaugh for just a second here. A very amazing caller called into Rush's show yesterday, and I don't know who this caller is, but I thank the person. He's well-spoken, and he mentioned me. Let's go to that clip and see what he said and what Rush's response was. Go ahead.
News.com. The gentleman's name is Mike Adams. I don't know if this is credible, but he claims to be using U.S. government and CDC and other U.S. government websites and statistics to prove all his points. And he's got a background in pandemics or in science and health. So he's saying, as of yesterday, that there's hardly any testing going on in the U.S. So therefore, we don't really know how many people in the U.S. have this or how serious it is. And the CDC kits are not reliable. I'm not really sure if this is to be believed, then we don't yet have a handle on this.
Well, I can't help you because I never heard of the guy. I mean, I know a lot of Mike Adams. I don't know this guy. I don't know this website. I can't help you. These are the kind of things that they're a challenge. Everybody wants to know more than what is being reported on something. And you glom on the if you're worried and scared and if you think this is going to be bad and you run across a site that confirms your fears, then you tend to believe them.
So that's Rush Limbaugh commenting. First of all, I thank that caller. I don't know the caller. And that was not an arranged call from me. I thank the caller for asking the question. I just want to point out that the caller, it was very accurate in their description that I'm citing the CDC and the state of California, the state of Washington, the state of Hawaii, that there's no testing virtually going on in America. Now, Rush Limbaugh, look, Rush Limbaugh is a living legend. I'm a subscriber to Rush 24/7. I pay to listen to Rush Limbaugh. I've listened to his show for years. Rush Limbaugh is a great American. He just had the Presidential Medal of Freedom awarded to him, and he earned it. But Rush Limbaugh needs to get up to speed on this. He doesn't yet have the information that he needs, and I believe Rush has a responsibility to get better information about this so that he can inform his audience. I'm a fan of Rush, but he's behind the curve on this issue. He's not a scientist. He's a brilliant analyst in the world of politics, but he doesn't know what's happening with this exponential spread of the virus. I pray for you, Rush, but please get educated. We'll be right back.
There's a lot of things I can say about the high-quality, storable food we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. But everybody knows any product I sell is going to be high quality at a great price because I treat you like I want to be treated. It is my religion, the golden rule. But the bad news is our main sponsor that does a great job, My Patriot, is now 3 to 4 weeks out before they ship food. They have the food, but they've got to package it. And any day now, they may come and tell me, oh, sorry, we're not selling food anymore because they're not going to take orders for food they don't have. Now, you get your order in now, you get the high-quality food. It's a smart move. It funds the M4. You can't lose. Take action at M4Store.com. Whether it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, a 3 month, a 6 month, a year, special diets, they've got it all at M4Store.com. They're in our back end. We're partnered with them. They will ship it out to you the day it's packaged. They've got the food, but they are days and days behind shipping it out. So get your order in now to lock it in, and it funds the M4 360 win. M4Store.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide. I am Alex Jones, your host, coming to you from deep in the heart of the swamp that is beginning to show signs of drainage. The crocodiles and alligators and anacondas and piranhas are not pleased. I can tell you that Mike Adams is doing an exemplary job running the ship. Oh, when we got to D.C. last night, I thought, let me tune into the rebroadcast. I was about to restart on the streams, and I ended up watching 2 hours
of Mike Adams and Alan Keyes and G. Edward Griffin. And then this morning I watched it up at 5 a.m., watched some of Paul Watson. So an Out of the Park broadcast yesterday. We really want to thank Mike Adams and Dr. Keyes for the amazing job that they engaged in yesterday. Obviously, now the federal government says get food and prepare a shelter in place. Whether this virus is super deadly or not, as we keep saying, the giant response to it and the martial law in Russia, where they're raiding Chinese and dragging them out, and martial law in northern Italy, the response is massive. And obviously, it's being used to drive down the economy and try to derail nationalism and globalism. I've always said that. I want to get Mike Adams' take on that right now. I know he's already been extensively talking about it, but I wanted to first get into this. Amy Jackson, the federal judge who was appointed specially by Obama to sit at the center of the spider web in D.C. so they could send cases from all over the country that she was going to cover up corruption or cover up crimes to her, but she could also then prosecute and persecute people like Roger Stone. She has been caught 1 trillion infinities in the most classic hand in the cookie jar stealing justice away from people that's ever been seen. She literally put in a jury forewoman who was the communications director for the Office of White House Communications, a major position, as the first jury woman, whose husband worked in the Robert Mueller probe as a lawyer on the Russiagate. That is beyond Fox and the Hen House. That'd be like Hitler presiding over the Nuremberg trials against the Nazis. Or let's say my ex-wife was a judge, which she's not. But imagine if I was in a divorce and the judge is your wife. It's beyond conflict of interest. It's redonkulous. It is so obscene. So I talked to reporters. They were all scared to say it. But I said, give me the name. I'll say it. Because I went and checked with lawyers, but I already knew before I called them. Jurors are always public, especially after. Even in mafia trials, maybe in super hardcore MS-13 threatened to kill people, threatened to kill jurors, sometimes there's special allotments where the jurors aren't public till afterwards. But then we exposed it. The Washington Post had Obama officials calling for our arrest, Obama former U.S. attorneys. Total BS. Just like they said, arrest anybody. Arrest Senator Rand Paul for saying Eric Sciaramala's name. Totally legal, totally lawful. When a whistleblower goes to the inspector general, they can't release it. Just like when I go to the hospital, they can't release my HIPAA stuff. But then if I go out on national TV and say I've got some illness, well, that's not the hospital releasing HIPAA info. When you accuse the president of crimes, now he gets to face his accuser. It's called due process. So we all know about that in the fake stuff that happened with the FISA court, with all of the fake info they were given. The FISA court has said they were lied to by all these Obama and Hillary Justice Department appointees and operatives inside the FBI. We all know about that ad nauseum. But they thought President Trump would be removed by now. They thought that they were going to get rid of him, and then they would have the sentencing of Stone as another cherry on top, legitimizing what they'd done. The best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. That didn't work the way they wanted it to at all. So now, Russiagate blows up, falls apart. Ukrainegate falls apart. Now, we know that she, after we exposed the jury forewoman that she had put in, it was in the transcript, it turns out, in front of the media 3 months ago. The woman says, I worked for Obama, headed up a department. My husband works the Justice Department. And she's like, no problem, no big deal, no problem. We get the name. She headed up a department, and her husband was high level in the Mueller probe. Unbelievable. So they finally had to remove her. They get the new jury forewoman. Donna Brazile, protege, ran for national and high office, Democrat Party operative, has worked for the DNC. The DNC. That is unbelievable. It'd be like putting Sylvester in charge of Tweety Bird's care. No one has ever acted like this, not even third world kangaroo courts in Venezuela. This is unbelievable. But see, they thought Trump would be gone by now, so they thought they had the media they thought they could get away with this. So I went and bullhorned, drove around four times over an hour and a half period around the federal courthouse. She's reportedly there today. And then I went on the front steps and bullhorned her for another 30 minutes with everybody looking out the windows at us and pointed out that you've been caught committing a major crime. But it gets worse. Back when we exposed it, she told the people in the courtroom and the media, you do not cover this. You do not tell anybody about this. You don't say the names of these juries. Well, she doesn't have that power. So then we put the information out. Then we learn about the new lady. Now she doesn't. Here's the key to everything I should have gotten to up front. The judge is a deer in the headlights. She is trying to suppress the names of the other jurors and their jury questionnaires now, even from the lawyers, even though that's part of the record, even though the Supreme Court has ruled that should all be public information, because it's going to come out that more of them are Democrat Party operatives and more of them are globalists. And so not one, not two, it's going to be a lot more. And the transcripts of the judge saying, it's okay if you work for the DNC. It's okay if you work for Obama. And then they lied on the questionnaires and said, oh, I don't even know who Roger Stone is. Meanwhile, before they said they hated him, during the trial, they said he's going to go to jail. So we've caught them red-handed, the judge protecting it, a giant criminal operation, because she was under orders by Obama and Hillary and the deep state to carry this out. And now the wheels are totally coming off, and these massive crimes that they've committed are just devastatingly insane. And Trump is tweeting and talking about it, and the judge says that's intimidation of jurors. She talked about me yesterday and said, I'm trying to intimidate jurors. The jury already rendered their fraudulent verdict. They're already gone. It's dissolved. So how the hell is it intimidating jurors to talk about a jury that isn't even there anymore? It's total crap. She's desperate to cover up her crimes and doesn't want the jurors talking about how they're all DNC operatives and how much trouble these criminals are going to get in. They have really bitten off more than they could chew. I want to play some of the clips with Andrew Napolitano and Tucker Carlson next segment getting into this and finish up with the latest coronavirus news before Dr. Francis Boyle, the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Convention, who's been dead on this whole time about being man-made and it's more deadly than what they're saying. Looks like he's been proven right in spades, but my Adams, this is bigger than just this Judge Jackson, Amy Bergman Jackson. This is their whole house of cards coming down, just like the FISA court. I don't know how the Justice Department doesn't prosecute this witch-like creature.
Well, it's very clear that they have to control the narrative in order to prevent their people from going to jail. If justice is really served in this country, then there's a whole long list of people that go to jail, especially those who signed the fraudulent FISA court documents that began the entire investigation into people like Roger Stone and other Trump affiliates, even though Stone wasn't officially on the campaign. So yeah, this is the House of Cards. And by the way, they are trying to use this pandemic, Alex, to take out Trump. And that's, I don't know if you heard the opening segment, that's what I'm warning about today. Of course, they're not going to let a crisis go to waste. Everything that they can use to destroy Trump, they will use, and they're going to use this too. That's the big warning today. So we've got to reach Trump and educate him about this, what's really going on, how the CDC is lying to him.
Absolutely, and I understand that Trump doesn't want to hype something up that can hurt the economy. And I believe we are going to make it through this virus, but it's man-made. It's a chimera. Obama, again, can't make this up, sold it to China 5 years ago. He authorized it. It was in the Scientist magazine. It was in the news. The scientific community said, this is crazy. What are you doing?
We're going to break, Alex. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with us. Alex Jones, Mike Adams, and Francis Boyle coming up. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxetril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wednesday Global Transmission. A CPAC has begun. We're going to be at the Omni Hotel tonight in D.C., the big one. That's where I'm sitting right now. I've sponsored National File with a big, giant event, 1,000-person ballroom in this really nice hotel. It's free, brought to you by the listeners of InfoWars. InfoWars is the sponsor of this event, a 1,000-person ballroom, free food and drinks. Not a big lead-up to this. We've already had over 500 people RSVP. It's open to the establishment media. It's open to real media. It's open to we, the people. And I'm going to be keynote speaker. I tried to get Roger Stone to come. He was thinking about it, but he literally just says, please don't talk about my case because they blame me for what you're saying. That's the only communication. He says, hey, do you like my suit? You know, I make jokes. He will not talk to me about any of it for months. And then Bergman Jackson is on the stand saying, Stone tells Jones what to do. And so I'm going to punish Stone for Jones. And I told Roger, I said, listen, buddy, the globalists can put a gun to my head. I'm not shutting up about stuff. I understand your position. But this is my country, too, and my judiciary. And this woman is a monster. And this woman has rigged the jury. And And I understand she's holding you hostage, but I can't negotiate with terrorists. And Bergman is a terrorist, in my view. A total tyrant. And the things the swamp's done, they're too corrupt to fail. They're too big to fail, they believe, that they committed such crimes that if one goes down, they all go down. So three musketeers, one for all and all for one, that's how they operate, but in a corruption. And so I'm going to explain it again. Everyone was in the trial. There were dozens and hundreds of members of the press in the overflow area as well, hundreds and hundreds, during jury selection 3 months ago. And we had reporters there. And I had them on air, scared to say the names. But then I got them to give us the names off record, and I put the names out. I told them, I said, I'm going to put the name out. And the woman headed up a federal department for Obama. The judge is appointed by Obama, and her husband works on the Mueller report. Gets it? That's ridiculous. And now we learn about the new foreman is a DNC operative, Madonna Brazil, who was rigging all the debates for Hillary. Now a Fox News pundit. Give me a break. But here's the big takeaway. I want Mike Adams' take on this. Now she's trying to sequester and say for the safety of the jurors because President Trump, these are quotes in the news, because President Trump, Tucker Carlson, and Alex Jones are threatening the jurors, she won't release their name. It's not threatening a juror after they've already ruled, after they've already voted with their verdict. Months later, to say they're Democrat operatives, no wonder you kept them secret. So they changed the subject from her cover-up and her criminal activity to this. It is Stalinesque. I got to tell you, though, they have just done so many evil things here, Mike. They think they're too big to fail, but they've just gone too far. And all over D.C., I'm mobbed by people, mainly black folks, going, we love Roger Stone. We love you on driving the tank around or on the street. They really know about injustice, I guess, and just like Roger Stone, and because I'm telling like every black person we drive by, especially black males, like Alex Jones, Roger Stone, yeah, we love you. It's like, wow, here in D.C., what do you think's really going to happen here, Mike Adams?
Well, Amy Berman Jackson, her actions are a parade of tyranny, the exact type of tyranny that our founding fathers needed us to get away from, and that's why we fought for our independence. She needs to be criminally investigated by the DOJ, not just removed from her bench, but criminally investigated, in my opinion, because what she is doing, abusing, exploiting her power to silence people who are merely trying to discuss the bias of the jury in a twisted, rigged case against Roger Stone. She needs to be investigated, and if anybody needs to go to jail for 7 to 9 years, it's people like her, not Roger Stone. That's my take, Alex.
I totally agree with you. I want to play a few clips here that I know we're going to get into. Corona is the attack on nation states. It is the attack on Trump. And it is man-made. It was transferred by Obama to the Chi-Coms 5 years ago. That's Science Magazine 5 years ago. It's unbelievably hiding in plain view. I know that Dr. Boyle is going to have the latest breaking super intel that's world-changing, really, cutting-edge next hour with you. But I wanted just to play this. This is Napolitano, who, I told you, friends of Trump have been threatened. They've been attacked, and not everybody can handle it. I'm just going to – I know the inside baseball. I'm going to stop there. But now that the Democrats have been defeated in their impeachment, now that coup failed, Trump is cementing his power as the president right now. He's still not invincible, far from it, but he's getting stronger every day. So are we. They're really scared. We're all coming together, folks. We're winning. And after having his job threatened and, you know, blackmail and all the rest of it, Napolitano turned on Trump. Now, I didn't attack him for that because I've been friends with him. I just left it at that. I'll just stop there. But the truth's the truth. Now he knows that Trump's winning. And so he didn't attack Trump with enjoyment. He had a gun to his head, basically. Now he comes out and tells the truth. The old Napolitano comes back. And remember even some of the disciples. I'm not comparing Trump to Jesus, but remember, you know, there was which one of the disciples was it when the Pharisees had already grabbed Jesus? And they're like, are you with him? Are you with him? He said, I'm not with him. I'm not with him. That guy, you know, went on to be a great guy. People get scared is my point. And they, I mean, I've never done this. I'm not trying to brag. I'm just telling you, I'm the opposite. I get threatened. But not everybody's a Tasmanian devil. And so the fact that Napolitano has now come back to the Trumpian side is another bellwether of our giant victory. So here's what Napolitano had to say.
No one should be happy about secrecy, whether you like Stone or dislike him, whether you like the president or dislike him. This is a hearing to determine whether or not there was jury impropriety in the trial, whether a juror failed to disclose her preconceived prejudice against President Trump and against Roger Stone. Why it is secret, we're not being given a reason. But the secrecy is compounded. It's one thing to have a secret hearing and then let the participants go out and speak to the press. It's another thing to have a secret hearing and to bar the participants from speaking to the press. That's what this judge has done. This is absolutely Stalinistic. Now, when this argument that I had been making in summary fashion was made by Stone's lawyers in writing 2 days ago, she said, okay, I will hear you at 1:30 and you can tell me why it should not be secret. And then at 2 o'clock, I'll lock the courtroom door and make it secret unless you change my mind. That's what we're confronting.
That makes no sense.
She has gagged Stone. It is one thing to gag the defendant during a trial because you don't want him going out talking to the press, and it's a way to communicate with the jury. There is no jury. There is no trial. He's been convicted. He's been sentenced. The gag serves no legitimate governmental purpose, and yet she's enforcing it on him and on his lawyers. Question, why is the Bill Barr Department of Justice not opposing this secrecy and not opposing this gag rule?
Now, notice the old Napolitano was riveting and happy and smart and being himself, not having to lie. Not having a twist, but then the one that was attacking Trump would like go, and then Trump might have done something bad here because he had a gun to his head. So I just point out that that's the worm turning. That's the whole system realizing they're losing. But they're going to do even more desperate things now. They're going to double down even bigger crimes. But what Jackson has been caught doing and how she's trying to cover up the rest of the jury pool, that's where everything is at, is the other jurors. Wait till we find out who else they are. Well, I've already been told by folks that were there. It's bad. They're basically, almost all of them were Democratic Party operatives. One old lady said, I'm not going along with this the day before the trial ended, and she fell down in her head, and special juror was put in her place. This is globalist gangster activity, Mike Adams.
It is gang-style warfare at the highest levels in the United States of America. But as we, the independent media, continue to expose the names and the backgrounds and the biases of these jurors, the truth is going to come out. The investigations must be commenced against these individuals. If we are to have any remaining public faith in our system of justice, in the Department of Justice, even in the Trump oversight or presidency itself, we have to have these potential criminals investigated. Otherwise,
Mike, that's the key of the part I forgot. I'm glad you brought that up, as you always do. This is the exact type of abuses the Declaration of Independence talks about heavily in judiciary systems that become kangaroo show trials. But then we have to understand they were beta testing this, they admit, for judicial tyranny across the country. I've been under the very same systems. And so they pick these select judges, they're Democrat operatives, then you're put into their courtrooms, and they literally lynch you and rig things. That's why we've been, you know, fighting as we've been fighting, because we understand that they're, you know, trying to bring us into these kangaroo situations, and they're so pissed. Every day we stay on air is another victory against them. We're going to come right back with 5 more minutes with yours truly, and Mike Adams will then continue on. And we have Dr. Francis Whittle coming up with huge breaking intel, InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.